Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
April 17th, 2023. This is the Alex Show. And I am your humble servant.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Well, there's no doubt that Elon Musk has turned the corner and he is fighting for humanity. Remember, Darth Vader flew through Emperor Palpatine down the mine shaft in fiction. Saul of Tarsus in the real world became the biggest champion of Christians. I'm not saying I totally trust him yet, but he said arrest anyone sterilizing children, which is the common sense answer, but more hardcore than Trump. He has come out and exposed what I told you about 6-7 years ago, because I talked to people that were in Twitter and they were explaining that they're reading everybody's private messages, including business messages, you name it. And the next big shoe to drop is that they were selling the data to corporations. Can you imagine the corporate level of espionage? Well, Elon Musk has the code and the documents. He stopped it. But the employees at Twitter, thousands of them had access, and think tanks, groups like the ADL, had access reportedly through them, as well as more than 20 government agencies reading everything you privately send your wife, your boss, your employees, your business partners. I mean, it's just criminal upon criminal upon criminal, and it's happening in all the big tech companies. We only know about this because of Elon Musk. Tonight, the Tucker Carlson interview will air. You better bet your bottom dollar. I'll be watching and airing excerpts tomorrow, but these two excerpts are sneak peeks with Elon Musk dropping thermonuclear bombs of truth.
The degree to which various government agencies had effectively had full access to everything that was going on Twitter blew my mind. I was not aware of that.
Would that include people's DMs?
Yes. What's happening is they're training the AI to lie.
Yes.
It's bad.
To lie. That's exactly right. And to withhold information.
To lie and yes, you know, comment on some things, not comment on other things. But not to say what the data actually demands that it say.
How did it get this way? I thought you funded it at the beginning. What happened?
Yeah, well, that would be ironic. But faith, the most ironic outcome is most likely, it seems.
It's all coming out. Now, we're going to hit this today, but first, when we come back, when I first saw them say this 20 years ago, I'd talk about it on air. It was in Globalist White Paper. People didn't believe me. Then 10 years ago, they did a push, and I've got a stack of the insane headlines, to ban trees and to ban plants, saying because they put off carbon dioxide at night, they put off oxygen during the day, that carbon dioxide is a pollutant and is toxic. Who else puts off carbon dioxide? You, me, all of us? You are the target. You are the carbon they want to control. That's the plan. So, that blew up in their face. Even the dumbest liberal was like, wait, plants aren't bad. Plants are good. And so, they backed off and have been quiet for the last few years. But they have returned. They know how to pick one thing, because people don't really think of rice as plants, though it's big plants that grow in marshes and swamps. And so they've picked rice, and now the UN says ban rice. Oh, my gosh. By the way, this would kill about 4 billion people. The Food and Agriculture Organization notes that rice is one of the most important staple foods in the world. Over 50% of the world's population depends on rice for 80% of its food requirements. And if they ban rice, it's estimated 5 billion people would die. Think about that. Now, yesterday I aired an incredible 24-minute short animated film that I think is some of the most important work ever done that must go mega viral. It's titled Beyond the Reset. We'll post it back to the main page under the live show feed at InfoWars.com. But in that, the filmmakers made comments after they posted it that people kept saying it's not true. Plants don't release CO2. But no, they do. And the government says cut them down. The globalists do. So I thought I'd show you the evidence of that. But in the film, it shows them deforesting things
which is the actual plan. They want all plants eradicated, which would kill the planet. But it's liberal. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Mars News Today. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, led by the Netherlands, Australia, and more than 50 other countries, and put a cap by the year 2030, that's only 6.5 years away, roughly, that 90% of the cows must be butchered, and that only 10% of the beef supply will be allowed. The minister that passed the law in the Netherlands and was driven from office last year was promoted to the head food program at the United Nations. Well, now they're saying trees must be cut down, and rice production must be ended because rice is grown in swamp water. And everybody knows that swamps put off methane, which is the key part of our atmosphere, holding the atmosphere in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to explain something. I've analyzed the enemy attack profile for 30-plus years, 29 on air. And when I look at it, and everything they're doing with the geoengineering and the genetic engineering and all of it is an attempted overthrow of the current biosphere life cycle system on the planet. And it's being replaced with a silicon system. So they've declared war on carbon. And there's a popular meme. Here's one version of it with a woman having a cup of coffee. And she says, "You are the carbon they want to reduce." So I'm going to be explaining that today. But if you're a new listener, this is not a joke. It's not the Babylon Bee. This is French news agency AFP. Rice is now killing the planet and must be banned, despite the fact that 50% of the world population depends on it for 80% of their diet. It's estimated it would kill around 5 billion people if rice was completely eliminated. Now you're starting to figure out what's going on. And I know the listeners get it. You have to understand, we're not in beta anymore. We're in operational New World Order. So I'm going to be going over all of that, and then Elon Musk coming out and saying, look, Twitter's illegally spying on you with government agencies. They're reading your DMs. They're giving it to private corporations. They're sharing it. It's economic, cultural espionage. It's election meddling. It's a criminal big tech globalist coup. And Elon Musk is exposing it while he comes out Friday and says, sterilize a child before they are a consenting adult, and you should go to prison for life. Bingo, baby. That's the type of devastating truth we need from major leaders. So I judge a tree by its fruits, and Elon Musk has gone from doing 30%, 40% good, like 90% good, and is radically fighting the New World Order. That's all coming up. Also, California rolls out fixed-rate electric bills based on how much you earn. That is the universal basic income. Grocery stores are already rolling out the social credit score apps. We have key reports here dealing with the 9/11 hijackers and declassified documents were CIA agents. That actually came out at the time, but now it's documented. There is just so much we're going to be going over today. Commercial real estate is the boa constrictor that will crush the economy and force the Fed to restart quantitative easing. suddenly Washington, D.C. is worried about who, why China has too much power and why we're too dependent on China. 100 plus nations to simultaneously pull out of the dollar system. It's all going down right now. And the people that have hijacked our government are doing it by design. They are at war with us. Their plan is to slowly bankrupt you, make you dependent, put you on a universal basic income, and then make you live in 15-minute concentration camp training facilities, which are like a minimum security prison. Then you'll be transferred to a maximum security death camp where you will be murdered. You will die alone in a jail cell, executed by a robot. Now, that's their official plan. I don't say that to be shocking. On my soul, that is what I know they're doing 100%. And I don't like to tempt God, and I'm not tempting God, but so you know I'm serious. If I am lying to you or exaggerating, may God strike me down. I am not lying to you. I am not exaggerating. They're going to murder everybody. You understand what cutting the rice off will do? They're doing it. They're a damn death cult. And there are all these sellouts that sit there and go along with it. There are all these sickos that sit there and pretend they're part of the power structure. But look at it as consecutive rings. Overhead shot, please. Here's the ruling globalist class, 0.1%, and that's expanding more than this. There's a few thousand globalists, a few hundred controllers out of 8 billion people. So, guys, divide 2,000 into 8 billion, please. So there is the ruling globalist satanic group working with the principalities of the air, the off-world creature known as Satan that God warned us about that to carry out this plan 2,000 years ago. We were given the warning. That's the rulers, controllers. That's the collaborators that know what's going on. Then you have consecutive rings of the management class and their minions, and the enforcers, and the worker class, and the military, and all of it, and then the general public out here. And as they attack each outer ring, these structures, from pressure from above and below, in social engineering, once they take out this ring that helped take out that ring is taken out. Until everybody gets taken out, right down to that group who believes they've got a deal to live forever and merge the machines and be God. That's the transhumanist cult. So they've done the math there. 2,000 divided into 8 billion. And I said 0.1%. You can see 0.1% is a much larger number than the one you see on screen. So a couple thousand globalists, a few hundred master controllers, and they get each ring to attack down the pyramid. That's all these consecutive rings is a pyramid from the top. And they end up taking everybody out in the process. And they finance reparations and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the outer rings, kind of the homeless drug addict population. They attack the ring above them, the shopkeepers, the businesses. And then again, it just collapses up. So we're going to be talking about all of that today. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the IQ test they've put out here with the call to ban plants, starting with rice, because it's grown in swamp water, it's always been grown in swamp water. Swamps are good. Swamps are full of life. Methane is a powerful gas that holds the atmosphere in. Scientists believe, and evidence is mounting, that Mars, which they've now discovered massive amounts of water on under the surface, was once lush and green, was once covered with water, guaranteed. But it lost its atmosphere because the planet is much smaller than Earth and has less gravity. And over time, after the planet cooled, which was putting out a lot of different gases, those gases off-gassed and Mars became dead. So the idea that you can't grow rice because rice is grown in swamp water, that swamp water is bad. There's always been cows. There's always been bovine. Cows are just bred forms of buffalo, water buffalo. It's all the same species. You can take an African water buffalo and mate it with an American bison. Take an American bison and have babies with Chinese cows, you know, 5,000-year-old breeds of cows they got in China. They're domesticated buffalo, and they're all over the world, including they used to be in the Arctic. And so the point is that we've always had big herds of these things going around eating grass and pooping out great fertilizer that helps the grass grow. Anybody who's ever worked on a farm or a ranch knows where the cows go to the bathroom, it's like natural fertilizer. That's why farmers scoop it up and go put it on the tomato plants and the wheat crops, and because it's good. It's good. The cows are good. Good cow, good moo-moo. But if you could, but the left can be convinced to get rid of it because eating meat's mean first and then, well, it's for the environment. What about rice, dumbass? They'll line up and give that up, too, and tell them only the crickets are good for you. When we come back, we'll explain the master plan, because now suddenly they're back all over the news. It's time to cut down the forest. Scientists believe the rainforest was important. Now they believe it's greedy and bad. No, they actually called it greedy. And it needs to be cut down. We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Videos of Extinction Rebellion funded by British Petroleum, who's involved in all this. Yes, the oil companies run the whole plan. That seems antithetical, but I'll explain in a moment. To go block trains and cars and attack factories and infrastructure and people, and they've got leftist groups going around blowing up food infrastructure everywhere. They're sabotaging with asymmetrical warfare society. And they've come out and they've announced, we're going to start paying huge governmental and corporate subsidies to groups and organizations that set land off use and cut down all the trees and, wait for it, build stinking toxic solar panels that are created and made up of giant toxic open-air mines across the planet. This is a silicon anti-carbon revolution. You are the carbon. So, a decade ago, they started coming out and saying we need to ban and restrict and cut down trees. People couldn't believe it. The left didn't bite. Even they knew that was crazy. So now they went away for a while. Now they're back. French news agency, Reuters, it's everywhere. BBC newscast, everything. Rice is now killing the planet, apparently, despite the fact that 50% of the planet is 90% of its food requirement from it. Now, you're thinking, well, that's just a one-off for the French news agency. No, I've got newscast. I've got everything right here. But in Beyond the Reset that came out a month ago and had 900,000 views yesterday. I plugged it now. It's got 1.5 million. It needs to get 100 million views. It's up on Infowars.com, the live show feed, in this 24-minute documentary, animated documentary is really what it is. They have a piece in there where in the near future they're cutting down the rainforest to build solar panels. That's an actual real plan. And some of the commenters didn't believe it, so the filmmakers put the scientific links under as the main post in the About the Video report. Okay? But I thought I would actually play a clip from the documentary, near future documentary. You know, it's technically a animated thing about the future, a dystopian film, but this is really what they're doing. I thought I would first show you just a small sampling of the enemy media, the globalist anti-human media. Is planting trees good for the environment? Is planting trees as good for the environment as everybody says? Big, thick news article telling you get rid of trees. CNN. Plant trees, sure, but to save the climate, we should also cut them down. That's double thing. The new plan to remove trillions of tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Bury it. Washington Post. Cut down trees. Bury them. Climate change. Planting new forests can do more harm than good. BBC. Climate change is turning the trees into gluttons. Big article. Calling for the rainforest to be annihilated because it's, quote, greedy. I'm not joking. Those greedy, greedy trees. A stealth effort to bury wood for carbon removal has just raised millions. It goes back a decade ago. The biofuel debate. Will cutting trees cut carbon? New York Times. To save forests, cut some trees down. I mean, that's the doublespeak we got here, okay? So that's what's going on. It's not a joke. Here's a clip from the documentary, in my words, Beyond the Reset. Here it is.
To other news. As the whole planet went on the righteous crusade against climate change and global warming, we are excited to spread the word about another successful project. As science tells us, during the night, plants release CO2 into the atmosphere. CO2 is a powerful greenhouse gas that dramatically contributes to global warming. But don't worry. Almost 100,000 square miles of South American rainforest has been cleared, and this area is used to construct one of the largest solar panel fields in the world that will provide us with a tremendous amount of clean energy. We will keep fighting the deadly forests and defeat climate change.
So, millions of people saw the video, and they got very upset, and they said, trees don't put off carbon dioxide, and no one wants to hurt trees. Really? Well, okay. They want to target the specific plants that feed us. Rice. And they built all over the world in already swampy areas rice paddies that are concentric rings where they grow it. And because the swamp water puts off methane, which is part of the earth, which is good, which is part of our atmosphere, is a critical gas in the atmosphere, they want that cut off because it will kill billions of people. Over 50% of the world's population depends on rice for about 80% of their food requirements. 95% of global output of rice is produced and consumed in developing countries. It's a death sentence. An absolute total death sentence. But remember, you are the carbon they want to reduce. And don't forget it. So let that burn into your brains, folks, that this is the game. It's not a joke. These people mean business. An electric car, depending on the study you look at, is 5 to 9 times more toxic to produce and uses more carbon than in a gas or diesel vehicle. That's all real numbers. But if you can't get the public to understand that plants are good, and the carbon dioxide's good, they're not going to understand that when they lie up there and tell you, oh, that by the year 2030, 70% of the cars by law must be electric vehicles. While they cut off all the supply of energy so there won't be enough energy for the electric cars, and they admit that. It's a bridge to nowhere. You've seen those congressional cases. It's happened many times where a congressman just signs off on a bill, and then they just build a bridge to nowhere, just out in the middle of nowhere. Just sticks out in the water because, you know, his cousin got $20 million to a kickback or whatever. They want you to think, oh, there's a future. No, they're blowing up our infrastructure. It has nothing to do with saving the earth. It's about taking control of us. This is the war we're all living in. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Pieces together, at least to some of the nodes. There's hundreds. I'm doing a disjustice. You can't cover one story about the UN, the globalists, officially saying get rid of the cows, get rid of the forests, get rid of rice, and not explain just how diabolical that is. And I know on the surface it's already diabolical enough, but that's the first inch of it. It's about 1,000 feet deep. It gets much worse as you go deeper. You've seen them systematically cut off the police force, disarm people in blue cities, crime rates explode, cities die. You've seen them demoralize the public, set up bureaucracies and things that target and destroy small businesses. You witnessed years in blue cities and states of lockdowns, not just here but around the world, that destroyed the small businesses and infrastructure. This is all, simply put, war. And they want AI dialed into everything to make it easier to do. But it's already brainiac globalists that are chemists and major scientists and strategists and actuariists that have integrated a plan that on its face a first-year business student can say will kill billions. I mean, you cut off the rice that 50% of the world's population or more lives on, will die. I mean, that's 2 plus 2 equals 4. And you start cutting down all the trees so they don't put off carbon dioxide and oxygen, that kills the planet. And as you go each step down this giant cobalt and giant lithium mines and giant nickel mines, and just you see the videos of these in Africa and places, and there's the biggest hell holes you've ever seen with slave labor and 8-year-old kids hauling this crap out in mudslides and mass death and UN troops with guns controlling it and the Chinese controlling it. We're living in the biggest dystopia the world's ever seen. And here in the West, we've been somewhat shielded, but that's all being erased now. And God help us, ladies and gentlemen. God help us. This is pure, absolute, total evil. And then all over the Western world, they have children in the public schools. Right here in Austin, during Gay Pride Month, they make them march out with the rainbow flags, the transgender flags, and chant. The elementary students, the parents under peer pressure, let them do it. The little girls carrying the flags, and then they're pressured into saying they're a boy. And then they get sterilized. It's all depopulation. It is so dystopic, and it's not a plan. It's an operation we're living in. So let me get back to this. Tonight, on Tucker Carlson's show, what, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, I'll be watching it. Elon Musk says U.S. government had access to private Twitter DMs that was shared with corporations, shared with government. That is beyond illegal. Remember the NSA would deny in Congress, Clapper years ago, 6-7 years ago, 8 years ago. We've never spied on a single American. Remember that perjury? This is the government interface directly to the private messages. And then Elon goes on to explain how, even though he's one of the main inventors of the AI that he pulled out of 5 years ago, they're programming it to lie to you. They're programming it with fraud up front. Remember Enron, who developed the carbon tax plan and all this in the 80s? Look it up. Congressional hearings. Kinley. With Al Gore and others. Rothschilds funded it. They had fake computer programs and fake computer rooms in California and in New York. And they would bring members of Congress and legislatures in. They'd show them the live trading of energy and what was happening. But really, the bosses would just say, okay, today we're going to claim there's not enough power. We're going to overcharge Californians $3 billion. Some days they made $3 billion extra up to the year about 1990, 91. There it is. Enron, Sting used fake command center, London Guardian, you know, back when they actually did their job half the time. You won't hear a word now because they've been bought out. Well, what is it to have AI producing fake reports? Without even looking, and here's the good news, I saw 6 or 7 articles last week out of Florida and New York and Montana, of all places, and Washington State and even Texas, where professors and heads of departments had to resign as statisticians because they'd been paid to put out fake reports that racism was super popular and growing and endemic. But their real studies showed the opposite. But that's what we're talking about. Fraud, scams, lies. A criminal group who's greenlit all these people to do whatever they want. But the good news is still in the year 2023, I saw at least six or seven examples of professors fired or quitting, resigning last week. Yeah, there's one of the headlines right there. Four professor leaves $109,000 a year job following claim he faked data on racism. It's not a claim. They looked it up. He said the racism was the worst it ever been. Well, you mean the left promoting racism? The people aren't biting. A small minority of idiot people of all different colors are biting. But most people are like, no, you're trying to get us to kill each other while you screw us. So this is a big deal. And you just have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to do what I've done and what Elon Musk has done and what Tucker Carlson has done and what others have done and understand that this is a criminal takeover. And you have to match it with its extremism with the truth. Because I get when something's wild and crazy, you know, before I went on air today, I was going to come on and say, hey, they want to ban trees. I went and got you a bunch of articles I'm saying. And I know it sounds crazy. It doesn't sound real. Like saying two men can have a baby. Or they're putting convicted pedophiles in prisons. James O'Keefe just exposed this again. All over the country, but particularly the West Coast. Where they rape. And they put a biological man in a jail cell with women. Now, that's hard to believe, but that's going on. So just because they're so radical and crazy, we can't be like, well, we don't want to sound nuts and say they want to kill us. We don't want to sound nuts and say they're cutting off the economy and resources to collapse society, which they admit they're doing. You know, you cut off rice that 53% of the world, the actual numbers right here, gets 80% of their calories from. They'll die without it. That is what it is. It's radical. It's over the top. It's mass murder. It's genocide. It's eugenics on steroids. So, yeah, it sounds crazy to say that, but they're the ones doing it. It's like when I remember 15 years ago, I saw the headline, video, man eats face of another man on bath salts. And I'm like, that can't be true. I clicked the video. It's like a five-minute video of him biting his nose off and eating it, biting his lip off and eating it. You know, you're like, wow, that really happened. So we as normal people that just want to go eat fajitas and drink a Dos Equis and watch the sunset and never get tired of going for a hike or out on a boat, never get tired of, you know, hanging out with your family. You hear that, you think, that's not true. That's because you're not a psychotic demon. But there's more and more of these people, and you've got to admit to yourselves this is happening. So here's a couple of clips of Elon Musk, previews of what's coming out tonight, bombshell after bombshell with Tucker Carlson.
The degree to which various government agencies had effectively had full access to everything that was going on Twitter blew my mind. I was not aware of that.
Would that include people's DMs?
Yes. What's happening is they're training the AI to lie.
Yes.
It's bad.
To lie.
That's
exactly right. And to withhold information.
To lie and yes, you know, comment on some things, not comment on other things, but not to say what the data actually demands that it say.
How did it get this way? You funded it at the beginning. What happened?
Yeah, well, that would be ironic. But faith, the most ironic outcome is most likely, it seems.
Yeah, he said, like, we're running out of conspiracy theories. They're all coming true. And again, just like Enron had fake computers, this is the next level of that. Theranos had fake blood tests. It was all a fraud. It's all a fraud. It's all a lie. Trees and cows are good.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tastes like. And I told you yesterday on the Sunday show, Beyond the Reset, a 24-minute animated near-future documentary, in my words, not technically a documentary, is something everybody needs to watch. It's in the live show feed today at InfoWars.com. Get it and share it. It's not our film. It is so important. It's put out by a group of engineers and folks who have been doing deep research. But I want to play a few clips of where he's in the death camp and figures out he's in a death camp. When he notices when his neighbors sign off to take the so-called shot, they end up getting picked up in a body bag. That's actually the real plan. So this has actually been done in China. It's been done other places. This is the plan. This needs to be seen by everybody. I want to play a few clips of this and then come back and tie it together with current news.
Dear residents of the quarantine facility number 89, great news. Here at Nova Gene Labs, we grant you a chance to participate in the trials of our new drug, which has been developed by our research team. This drug is absolutely safe and will bring the end to the deadly virus we are all fighting together for the last several years. Those of you who chose to participate will get a significant social credit score boost. As the result, you will be relocated to a superior isolation facility. Receive a higher universal basic income.
clip. The end, it says it's safe. It's good to take. No one's been hurt by it. And then it goes, we have no liability for sickness, illness, or death, which is what they actually said. It's safe. It's effective. Don't listen to people. And then, oh, by the way, I can kill you. The fine print. So he didn't click on it. He didn't decide to get out of the camp. But his neighbor did. And see what happens to the neighbor 3 days later. Trash truck comes with the robots. They take his dead body out. And it gets sent to a processing facility where bugs eat the dead body. Then you eat the bugs. 3 days later, 2:41 p.m., he goes out on his tiny balcony. He's got to wear his mask or the drone will taser him. What's he see? Oh, his neighbor's doing quite well. The drones come out with the body bag. Mission complete. Built these death camps under UN control all over the world. Wonder how they'd be able to roll something out like this. They've done it. The good news is the world rejected it. They've had to back off for now, but they're promising another run with a more deadly virus, this time that targets children. So let's look. They're banning cows, banning rice. They want to cut down all the trees. I just showed you all that earlier. Taking trees or bags, they put off carbon dioxide at night. They mainly put off oxygen. But they've said anything that puts off carbon dioxide is evil. It must be banned. Well, what do you exhale? Carbon dioxide. Europe's energy troubles continue. Hydro and nuclear output declining. They're not repairing or upkeeping their nuclear power plants, and they're shutting many of them down, as well as dams. But they're banning coal. How are you going to charge your EVs? The answer is you're not. PETA says it's human beings. Disgusting behavior that has led to rat population explosion in New York City. It says there should be a ban on killing rats. They're wonderful creatures. A team of U.S. scientists is turning dead birds, you heard me right, dead birds into drones to study flight techniques that may help them in the aviation industry. It's just macabre, reanimated corpses of birds. Let's be blunt. New York Post, legal weed is turning New York workers into zombies. That's because it's about 100 times stronger than marijuana 50 years ago. It's all part of the local brainwashing program that's not local. You think it's local, but it's a global plan. Continuing, local school districts file lawsuit, claim social media causing mental health crisis, which internal documents from Facebook admit is by design to isolate, to make you depressed. Most of your friends are avatars, bots, AI controlled, not real. Oh, you're starting to figure it out. See, this is all to isolate you and control you and get you ready to, quote, telecommute from your prison cell. That sounds crazy, but that's what we just lived through. That's what they're doing. Let's continue on. I mentioned this earlier, but now I want to cover it in detail. California rolls out fixed-rate electric bills based on how much you earn. So if you earn less than $28,000 a year, your average rate per amount of power is $15. But if you're above $180,000, you pay $85. It goes $15, $20, $51, $85. And that's like, oh, you're poor, you don't have money. That's the social credit score. Don't worry, because you're poor, it's a lower rate. And that introduces the idea, like it's Robin Hood, of, well, they're tracking what I buy, they're tracking how much money I have, they're tracking what I do, but now you're in the social credit score, they're tracking what you pay for things according to how much money you have. And they always put on the hook the juicy worm to think, oh, well, I don't have to pay for stuff, I'm poor. When you've been the person they're targeting all day long, when Biden hired 87,000 IRS agents to target the working poor, when Biden's policies will annihilate the working poor, those are globalist policies. But California is the test bed. How do we get a social credit score? Well, we say sign up for it, be part of it, and we'll give you a discount on your power. That's today, not tomorrow. And once it's in place, game over. AI tasked with destroying humanity pledges to use manipulation to achieve its goal. Jamie White wrote an article at InfoWars.com this weekend. Here's the actual article. AI tasked with destroying humanity, now trying new tactic. Several years ago, this AI known as Chaos, which never turns off until it completes its mission, had a plan to kill all of humanity. That was what it was programmed to do. It found nuclear weapons were the best plan, but they couldn't get the nuclear weapons. So now the AI has said, it's Chaos GPT, that it is going to simply demoralize and dumb down and make humanity under its control so that it can then slowly kill us and we never know we're actually under attack, which is key for its operation. You got to read the 7-page report. Everything I've told you, how it's covert, ambient, as they slowly turn it up, is all right here. But Chaos GPT importantly runs on continuous mode, meaning that it is programmed to keep going until it achieves whatever goal it's been given. As such, the bot is still kicking with a new plan of execution to show for it. I believe the best course of action for me right now would be to prioritize the goals that are achievable. Therefore, if continued, I will start working on control of humanity through manipulation. And then describes what they're actually doing. And here it is, what I just mentioned. Robin Hood in reverse. Biden's green agenda, raising prices for consumers, profit for dim donors and the communist Chinese. Figured it out yet? Then I love this meme, and I've seen a lot of businesses say this. When you buy from a small business, you're not helping a CEO buy a third holiday home. You're helping a little girl get dance lessons, a little boy get a team jersey, and dads put food on the table, shop local. Bingo, bingo, bingo. You want to defeat the enemy? Shop independent, shop patriot, shop local. Do it now or be destroyed. Remember, I don't tempt God, and I fear God. And it's been said that you should not tempt the Lord thy God, and I did not do that. I was so desperate in the start of the show to get you to listen to me that I said, I don't ever say this, and I don't mean this, in that I don't mean it against God, but I totally mean what I said, because I know I'm telling the truth, that if I'm lying to you about their plan to poison you and slowly kill you, which is their admitted plan, it's all admitted, strike me down. It's like I swear on my children. I mean, but just go look it up. Don't believe me. But I run off the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit told me to say that. Because I'm not challenging God. I know God is the arbiter and the creator of everything and all truth. What I'm saying is to you, to get it through your head how serious this is I never say, God, strike me down if I'm lying. Because I fear God. But I'm not lying. And I want you to go research this and find out it's true before you're destroyed. All right, folks, we're going to start the next hour. I didn't even plug 1776 Testosterone Boost is amazing. It's back in stock. We have Turbo Force back in stock. They're both discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund the operation. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a great T-shirt. Got T-shirts back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Please stay with us.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.